strike up the band so you can give your.
Hey, this is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you will find this podcast helpful. Please check out the show notes at jamesdevine.net. You can get free stuff there, and you can also sign up to become one of our supporters through Patreon. I started off my career in the Army band, and I thought I would never, ever become a band teacher. There were so many former band teachers in the Army band who told me their horror stories, but I eventually came to find out for myself that I absolutely loved it. And I can't believe that it has been 22 years in this wonderful profession. Today we're going to be talking about how to spend your summer. It doesn't even really feel like summer. I don't know about for you. Usually I'm very tired. I'm anxious for a break. I've got my travel plans in place and I'm ready to go somewhere and just do something different. And usually the month of June, I don't think about school at all. I usually take a break from this podcast even. My wife and I were all set to go to Europe this year. And of course, recent events have postponed that till next year. And I didn't even really feel tired enough to need a break. I know it sounds very strange. We're all in different situations. I like how I heard someone say it. We're all in the same storm, but we're in different boats. So some people have been working extra hard and have had a harder time with this online teaching. Some of us have had an easier time. Currently, I teach at a Title I school, and the time commitment has been easier, mainly because only about 30% of my students have showed up for any work at all. But I had to develop online lesson plans for them that had nothing to do with their instrument, but still related to music. I think for my school, it's been a little bit harder of an emotional commitment. It's been a little bit harder to do. So the time commitment was easier, but emotionally there were some students we didn't hear about. We didn't know how they were doing. We didn't know if they were sick. We didn't know if they moved back to Mexico. We didn't know anything about them. So emotionally it was really hard to do. Usually this time of year, there's professional development to look forward to, but not this year. All of the things I was planning on going to are moving to online. So for me, 75% of those conventions are getting to see some friends I haven't seen for a while and get caught up with them. Of course, there's a lot of great material there too. I usually also spend some time in June, maybe towards the end of June, doing some planning for the next school year. This is really hard to do with the craziness of summer and the craziness of not knowing what next school year is going to look like. I mean, some of the things that have been thrown around in my district are that we'll have half the size class as we did, or there's going to be 6 feet of separation. And at the same time, they're talking about budget cuts of 5 to 15%. So we're thinking, how are they going to do this? You're going to have half the number of students, but twice the need for teachers while you're cutting it. So, but some people are struggling with, am I going to have a job? I've read on some of the online forums where some places are just completely cutting out band and orchestra. We're looking at, in my district, a possibility of alternate days, an A and B day where half the students come for each of those. We're looking at a possibility of no arts for the first semester, at least not as we know the arts. I've been told I might be just teaching online, and I've wondered to myself, how can I do beginning band without ever seeing the students, at least occasionally? So I'm throwing out some different options on there. They're looking at an all online or a mixed thing. There's just so much up in the air. So we're going to be talking about that in just a minute. When we come back, I've got 3 pieces of advice for you and a free resource.
Looking for funding? School Fundraising has the options and, best of all, extraordinary customer service to back up whatever program you choose. I have personally used them for over a decade. They offer brochure and catalog sales such as cookie dough, popcorn, candles, snacks, a donation-only platform, a combination of donations and products. They believe in maximizing your profits and minimizing your hassles with over 30 years of experience helping hundreds of groups just like yours each year. Their 5-star Google rating says it all. Contact them at info@schoolfundraising.com or call Joel 406-544-5308 or Johnny 719-229-1325 direct on their mobile phones. They love to serve.
All right, my advice for you this summer. Number one, the 3 R's. Rest, relax, and recover. This is so important for our spiritual, emotional, our health, well-being, everything about us. We need to rest, take some time off, and sometimes just do nothing but read a book or even watch movies, relax with friends and family, and recover. This was something that when I was teaching marching band was hugely important for me. But I look back now on that time and I was just going too long. Even with my summer recovery, it just wasn't enough. Number two, and this is the important thing in what we're facing with the coronavirus. Kill the fear. There's so much fear and anxiety in there, and I understand it. When I was younger, I had the same fear, the same anxiety, because we don't know what kind of jobs are out there. Let's just look at the worst case situation. If you were cut from your position and there were no other teaching positions open because half the band teacher positions were cut across the country, I don't think things will be that bad, but you never know. But let's suppose the worst case thing. You're going to find a job doing something, and then there's going to be a demand for people wanting to have the arts back. The kids come to school for the classes that we teach. And I want you to also think about this for a minute. Take a lesson from jazz. One of the scariest things for me when I first was learning jazz was improvising. But something I've learned from improvisation is that being put on the spot like that is often the time when I play my best and most creatively. Now, sometimes in the moment, it doesn't feel like it. When I'm doing a jazz tenor solo right in the middle of a big band arrangement, and I'm playing my heart out, it's not coming out like I pictured it in my mind. And I think that I sucked. But when I go back and I listen to that, it's like, wow, that's good. I really like that. So take a lesson from jazz. We may be doing a lot of improvisation, but the same thing that makes you a great musician is going to make you a great teacher. So kill the fear. If you can teach music, you can teach reading. It might not be what you want to do, but suppose it's just for a year. It's hard to picture when you're younger, when you're 22 or 25, and you're in your early days of your career. It's hard to picture that 1 year really does not make as big of a difference as you think. I'm looking back on 22 years of teaching and about 32 years in the music business. My entire life, I've been in the music field. And there were some times when I agonized over a decision, and I should have done it sooner because I sometimes missed out on opportunities I could have had. Step number three, or advice number three, nourish your soul. I cannot tell you how many band teachers I know who have quit playing their instruments at all, and the only time they listen to music is when they're looking for pieces for their groups to perform. Pull out your instrument, dust it off. You don't have to go play anywhere. Just play for yourself. There are so many resources these days, you would not believe the number of play-along resources that are free on YouTube. Just do a search for anything. Do a search for B-flat blues accompaniment track, and you'll find something. Sometimes with the music that comes along on the video as you're playing. So there's something to play along to. Just do that to nourish your soul. For me, playing an instrument has turned into a hobby. It used to be something that I did as to make a living, and I still make money from it occasionally, but I'm not worried about that anymore. So if you don't have an instrument to play, think about some other hobby And I'll tell you why, and this kind of goes along with the hobby, why I don't do lessons anymore. Everyone can do their own thing, so this doesn't mean that it applies to you. But I used to teach all day and then come home, and I felt like I had hours and hours and hours of lessons just doing the same thing that I did all day. And I love teaching. I absolutely love it. But I didn't feel like I had any off time. So even though I was making quite a bit from that, I quit doing the lessons, sometimes doing something completely different. So for me, performing is completely different. I'm not worried about whether I make some money. If I make some money, it's great. But it feels like a hobby because I don't do it full time. Now, some people perform full time and maybe teaching feels like a hobby to them because they're playing 30, 35 hours a week. I know I felt that way when I was in the Army band. I did lessons all the time and I thought, I want to do more of these. Read something fun and read something professional. Don't limit to just one type of category. Pick something from both of those categories. And then get outdoors. I feel sorry for the rest of the country because I live here in beautiful Colorado where we usually have highs in the 80s and lows in the 50s throughout the summer. It's the most beautiful time of the year. You can get out in the morning with a t-shirt and shorts, and sometimes you have to wear gloves because it's a little bit chilly, and you have the heat later in the day that is the dry heat. It really is a dry heat, and we just really enjoy the outdoors. So hopefully you have that opportunity also. I just heard from a friend of mine recently named Wayne. He lives in Georgia, and he did a gig, and he was outside in the sun for several hours in his black dress outfit. And so he sent me a picture. He looked really beat from the sun. Hey, if you are looking at different ways to make some money as a musician, I have a free resource and I'm going to put the link to that in the show notes. So look for that. It's 40 ways to make money as a musician.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.